Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state reported 6 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The new cases confirmed Monday include 3 in Anchorage and 1 each in Chugiak, Petersburg, and North Pole, bringing Alaska's total known case count to 351, 228 of which have recovered. Over 17,000 tests have been administered statewide. Alaska's U.S. senators are encouraging Alaskans to be patient with federal coronavirus pandemic economic assistance programs. Speaking during a statewide news conference Monday night, Senator Dan Sullivan noted that the federal Paycheck Protection Program has already paid out nearly 5,000 loans and a total of $1 billion to Alaska businesses, and that with an additional $310 billion added to the nationwide program, more Alaskan businesses can get help. Sullivan pointed to a new regulation which will allow seasonal businesses' loan amounts to be based on the number of people they have working at peak season.
Your loan, if you're a seasonal small business, can actually be calculated according to a 12-week period from May 1 through September 15, 2019.
Senators Sullivan and Murkowski acknowledge that there are problems with the PPP application system and say they are working with banks and credit unions to try to fix them. Murkowski says another business assistance loan program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL program, has been replenished with $60 billion.
That will leverage an additional $350 billion in loans. So it is important to note that many of these funding opportunities that Alaskans had been looking anxiously to, and then were very disappointed when the funds ran dry, know that as of today, you have an opportunity to either get back in the queue or to submit your application.
Senator Murkowski says the EIDL program website had to be reworked but should be back online. She noted public frustration with applying for both programs nationwide and urged Alaskans not to give up. The National Park Service has reopened Denali National Park to visitors. The agency closed the park earlier this month when Alaska's daily COVID case counts were increasing and state health mandates limited many activities, including in-state travel. With case counts now down and travel and other restrictions being relaxed and snow cover receding, the Park Service has opened the road into Denali to Mile 12. That's where summer season public vehicle access normally ends, beyond which visitors can hike, bike, or take buses farther into the park. NPS Alaska spokesperson Pete Christian says only limited bus service is anticipated this summer, and the agency is looking at expanding private vehicle access.
One of the things that we're considering is an enhanced road lottery to the traditional road lottery that happens in September, and possibly one road lottery a week or certain days of the week we allow traffic to go further west.
Christian cautions that expanded vehicle access, as well as opening facilities like visitor centers and campgrounds, hinge on staffing.
Our staffing has been reduced by at least 50% at Denali right now, because we have to find ways to house them within the social distancing mandates that everybody's aware of now. So the number of people we can hire translates into the number of visitors we can allow go forward onto the road and how far they can go. You know, we need to be able to protect them and as well as the resources further along the road. So it's a complicated business, and we haven't found the exact answer yet, but we're working on plans to do that now.
Christian says the Park Service may be looking to hire local area residents displaced from their jobs by pandemic restrictions.
Certainly the Denali borough and all the businesses around Denali have been suffering from the COVID crisis. So local hire is certainly an option, because what we want to avoid is bringing in people from all over the United States or elsewhere into these smaller communities where, you know, healthcare isn't so easy to get to.
Christian says the traditional seasonal hiring window has closed, but locals interested in working at Denali this summer can contact the park. Meanwhile, with staffing and operational protocols in question, Christian says bus and campground reservations are suspended.
We can't do that yet because we still don't know exactly what the system is going to look like in terms of how many buses, what types of tours there's going to be. And the same goes with campgrounds, which campgrounds are going to be open and how many campers, you know, per campground and, you know, site-wise, how many people can be there at any one time. So, you know, as those details become clear, we will certainly let the public know.
Christian notes that there's been good progress repairing a landslide-damaged section of the Park Road in the Polychrome Pass area, and that the agency is also working with Kantishna area residents to ensure access to their private properties, including lodges at the far end of the Park Road. Snow melt and river breakup have slowed across the interior.
The big news is the change in temperature.
Speaking during a weekly river breakup teleconference Tuesday, National Weather Service hydrologist Karen Endress pointed to cooler air that settled over the region.
It has been only, you know, in the low 40s, basically, for most of the area. Our minimum temperatures are well below freezing at night.
Lows almost in the single digits and teens to the east in the upper Yukon.
Alaska Pacific River Forecast Center hydrologist Crane Johnson says River Watch overflights scheduled to begin earlier in the week have been delayed until Friday because of the cold. Johnson highlighted webcam and river gauge data from the upper Yukon River.
River levels at Dawson crested on Sunday and have dropped about a foot. Ice has shifted slightly, but it's still in place at Dawson. We've got a river gauge and the Yukon River to Eagle, and looks like from the river gauge that water levels are down slightly as well in response to cold temperatures throughout interior. And then the other gauge that we have up on the Koyukuk looks like it has dropped slightly as well.
During the teleconference, the hydrologists heard from community observers, including Rich Thorne, who checked in from Bettles, where he reported ice on the upper Koyukuk River and completely snow-covered mountains.
I would be expecting to see a lot of rock showing on the south face of the Brooks Range before there's going to be significant water coming down the Koyukuk.
Thorne noted some concern about the potential of ice jam flooding downstream.
There's some people getting nervous a little further downriver. I've talked to folks in Hughes and Allakaket over the last couple of days that have called me.
Another caller from the Middle Yukon River community of Galena said residents of low-lying Old Town are getting ready and packing up in case there's a repeat of the kind of flooding that heavily damaged the village in 2013. The River Forecast Center's Johnson noted that this year's River Watch program will be different because while river overflights will be happening, planes will not be stopping in remote communities due to pandemic concerns, instead sharing river information by phone, email, and local radio. I'm Dan Bross.